KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have a mostly sunny sky, 79 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today, with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon, a high of 93, a heat index of 105. A heat advisory is in effect for the entire listening area, beginning at noon and running until about 8 p.m. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In the news, Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese is urging residents to use caution and be respectful when it comes to using fireworks today.
The biggest thing is when you have fireworks, if you're going to use them, is to know your local ordinances and with those fireworks, to use them properly. Know what they do. Know how they're supposed to be used. Don't aim them at people. Don't tear them apart. Don't make your own. Just use them as they are meant to do. And please be considerate of those around you and cautious of those around you, because they don't always work and go off as designed.
He cautions also that if you do shoot off a fireworks and it lands on someone's home or property, you're liable for the damage and or injuries. McNeese recommends having a bucket of water handy in case there are misfires where you're launching your fireworks. And he says there are areas in town where it is illegal to shoot off fireworks.
We have a 300-foot buffer around the schools, the hospital, and any assisted living facility. Also within the city limits, you have certain hours.
Fireworks may be used today from noon until 11 p.m. You'll face hefty fines for setting them off outside those hours if you're caught, and you also only allowed to use fireworks on your own property or property you've been given permission to use. That means no fireworks on city streets or property. We've seen that over the past couple of days, and that is illegal. That also includes the Atlantic Municipal Airport during tonight's huge fireworks display.
You know, we had some issues last year with some really dangerous activity with people bringing fireworks out there. No personal fireworks will be allowed on the airport grounds. We want to be safe and enjoyable for everybody. You're going to have a heck of a show to see this year. It's the 150th celebration, and the mayor wanted a big show, so it's doubled what was usually purchased, and I think they're going to be the end ought to be loud.
And a professional fireworks company will be in charge of electronically shooting off the fireworks at the airport, with an extra special element to look for at the end. For those wanting to come out to the airport for the display, McNeese said there are restrictions on when you should arrive for the show.
We are not allowing parking to start until 8 o'clock. Got plenty of time to get people in there, but go show up early and try to get in before 8. It's not going to be allowed. We've got to protect the airport and the property out there. And, you know, there's a lot of things people don't realize that it can be damaged or it could be in the way, and it's still an active airport flying in and out. So can't be on runways or taxiways. So we got to keep everybody safe, and show should be 9:45 to 10, somewhere in the dusk area there.
Fewer communities are allowing their residents to use fireworks this year, the second 4th of July holiday since Iowa lawmakers legalized fireworks sales in the state. Many cities made changes to their fireworks policies after receiving numerous complaints last year. Marion and Linn County is among the communities limiting when fireworks can be used from noon until 11 today. And Marion Police Department spokesman Tom Dobbs is hopeful that it will mean fewer complaints than last year.
But if you have too many people violating that and too many people are upset and present a case to cancel the fireworks, I could see where we could go along the lines of a Waterloo or other community and cancel it. But I don't think we're to that point yet. I think we're still hoping that people err on the side of caution, use their common sense, and be respectful, and then we'll see how it shakes out.
Waterloo Fire Chief Pat Treelar says local leaders banned the personal use of fireworks after getting about 800 complaints last year, and he hopes this will be a quieter fourth.
We're certainly under the impression that the first year, last year, I think the novelty will wear off a little bit. So we're sure hoping that our complaints, our calls for service go down.
Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, Davenport, and Dubuque are among the other cities not allowing personal use of fireworks this year. Cities such as Council Bluffs and Sioux City, like Marion, are allowing their use, but for a shorter period of time than last year. Today is the last legal day of fireworks for use here in Atlantic. As I mentioned, they're permissible only on private property only from noon until 11 p.m. After today, the fireworks are allowed from 6 p.m. New Year's Eve of this year to 12:15 a.m. New Year's Day 2019. The city of Fontenelle is the site for the third annual Ag Adventure event during this 4th of July. According to program coordinator Beth Bodler, the event has previously been held in Anita and Greenfield.
Ag Adventure will be in the southwest corner of the square. It will be in a corral panel enclosed area featuring 12 different ag learning stations, from everything live animals, including baby pigs, baby calf, a chicken, and a lamb, to water conservation, a kids area for pedal tractors, corn and soybean pool, et cetera. New Ask a Farmer Question station we're pretty excited about this year. And as always, we'll be bringing free food, including free eggs on a stick. And anyone completing 6 of the 12 learning stations will, and completing a small survey, will receive free ice cream.
Those programs run after the parade, which will run from about 11 to 12:30 in Fontenelle and until 4 p.m. When you stop by the Ag Adventure during Fontenelle's 4th of July celebration, you'll learn how you can support program efforts by volunteering and or providing financial support. Anyone donating $25 or more to Ag for All during the Ag Adventure event will receive a Who's Your Farmer t-shirt as a thank you gift. More information about the work of Ag for All is available from any of the board of director members. And also, you can help individuals wishing to support the work of the Ag for All by volunteering or through your cash contributions. In other news, the Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports that 6 arrests took place from June 24th to the 30th. As we mentioned to you on Monday, a man from Greenfield was arrested on a warrant with regard to an assault. 29-year-old Stephen David Armstead was taken into custody for willful injury, serious injury, a Class C felony, and assault with intent to commit harm, an aggravated misdemeanor. Those charges were with regard to incidents that took place June 30th, where Armstead allegedly attacked a man who came to his house to retrieve some personal items for his girlfriend. Armstead allegedly put the man in a restraint or chokehold. He also allegedly struck a woman in the face twice with a brick, causing serious injury. Armstead initially refused to come out of the house when authorities showed up, but he later surrendered without further incident. He was brought to the Adair County Jail and released Sunday on a $4,000 cash or surety bond. At around 11:35 p.m. Saturday, 28-year-old Samantha Lynn Bell of Greenfield was arrested for simple assault after allegedly coming at another woman with a broomstick. The incident took place at the same residence where Armstead was arrested earlier in the day. Bell was released Sunday on a $300 cash or surety bond. On June 28th, 45-year-old Holly Jolene Nadolski of Adair was arrested for public intoxication after authorities received numerous calls about a woman walking down Interstate 80 near the Adair exit at around 11:50 p.m. She was located about 15 minutes later by an Iowa State Patrol trooper as she was walking eastbound. Nadolski had a breath alcohol content of 0.013, and when asked why she was walking on the interstate, she explained that she was suicidal and wanted to jump in front of a truck. The woman was brought to the Adair County Hospital before being transported to the jail, where she was placed on a suicide watch. Nadolski was advised after being released on bond later to seek professional help due to her multiple suicidal comments. Also from Adair County, 54-year-old Todd Lee Conlon, of Cannon City, Colorado, was arrested June 25th for OWI first offense after he was stopped for speeding upwards of 92 miles per hour on Interstate 80. His blood alcohol content came in at 0.119. Conlon was later released from the Adair County Jail on $1,000 bond. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.